World War I Museum President, our Memorial Day parachuting legacy jump includes 92-year-old veteran. By Robert Krajicek on November 11, 2020. Matt Naylor, President and CEO of the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City, Missouri, joined Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Jerome Hudson to discuss his museum's Memorial Day events, which included a parachuting event featuring a 92-year-old veteran. "We're excited about this," Naylor remarked. "This is one of those days of the year where the work of the museum really extends to include all veterans, active duty, as well, and this Legacy Jump is a great way to signify that." Legacy Jump event at the National World War I Museum and Memorial held 10 jumps with 20 people. Participating veterans included military personnel with service records from every U.S. conflict since World War II. Naylor stated, "They're tandem jumps. Each with a member of the All Veterans Group parachute team. And veterans aged from 28 to 92 will be teamed up with someone from the Veterans Group parachute team in jumping, representing all conflicts since World War II. So, the oldest veteran is 92 years old that's going to be making this jump. Listen. A base jump from a 216-foot tower concluded the legacy jump ceremony. Retired Navy SEAL Ryan Birdman Parrott performed the jump while wearing a World War II uniform. Watch." Naylor described the legacy jump as a means to highlight the courage of those who serve in uniform. He noted his organization's cooperation with the Bird's Eye View Project, a charity raising funds to assist veterans and first responders. "It draws attention to the courage and the sacrifice of those who serve and who served," Naylor determined. "What a great way to do it. We're thrilled to be working with Bird's Eye View Project and Birdman Ryan Parrott, who leads that group." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific.